Good Thursday afternoon. Welcome in to Sports 180. Thank you for being with us today. We are excited to be with you. What an exciting week. Beautiful day here in East Tennessee. Hold on to this weather, Heather, because winter is coming. We're a little more than 48 hours away from Knoxville shifting to Antarctica. It's a beautiful day today. We are at the Bed Store on Clinton Highway, and so excited to be here. We'll tell you about what's going on right here, one of eight area locations for you, and we're getting ready for big weekend coming up. We have a big NFL game tonight with Tom Brady in prime time, a must win. Winner advances, loser goes home. What a perfect way to figure out this monster NL West division between the Dodgers and the Giants. Game five tonight. We'll talk about what's gone on here in the last 24 hours in the sports world. And I think Tennessee's hosting a football game on Saturday night. We'll cover it all here at the Bed Store today.
Yes, we are at the Bed Store, and we're at the Clinton Highway store. So come by and see us if you want, and make sure to mark it on your calendar. If you're in the market for a new mattress, they've got the fall savings event going on right now. You can save $300 on select Tempur-Pedics, including on the Tempur-Pedic Lux Breeze that sleeps up to 8 degrees cooler than like room temperature. I mean, that is amazing. They also have the clearance sale where you can save up to 35% off on select models and sizes. Just ask your salesperson for the availability on those. And then the benefits of buying from the Bed Store: free local delivery. They're going to set your bed up for free, and they're going to haul off your old mattress free of charge. So if you are looking to get a really great night's sleep, maybe it's been a minute since you've enjoyed that full 8 hours, then it's time to make the trek down to the Bed Store.
That's right. We will be here until 3 o'clock, so we'd love to see you. We'll talk about everything going on in the sports world here today. One of eight area locations for you. The Bed Store, where we are today on Clinton Highway, will be here until 3. It's in Powell, and man, it's a fun day. The sports weekend is getting closer. We're going to break it all down for you this afternoon. You will hear from Tennessee linebackers coach Brian Jean-Marie here in the first hour of the show. We'll talk to John Wilkerson at 1:30. He'll be with us from 1:30 until 2, and then Alan Bell from Sportsline.com will stop by in the 2 o'clock hour. At 2:30, we'll ask him, what should we think about this Tennessee-Ole Miss game? Will it be as high-scoring as you would think going in, or maybe not? We'll get to that in the final hour, plus NFL action with it kicking off tonight. So that leads us into our look around the sports world. And Heather, we get NFL action tonight. We get Game 5 tonight in San Francisco, the Dodgers against the Giants. What a fitting way they split the series here in the first four games. They were a game apart in the regular season, so they go in with the same amount of wins to this point. One more win will get you to the NLCS against the Braves. So Dodgers and Giants, they don't like each other too much, and they will settle it on the field.
They do not like each other. We had somebody swearing yesterday that if it would have just been normal weather and not those Santa Ana winds down in L.A., that the Dodgers would have taken Game 4. We wouldn't even be in this situation. So I'm really excited. Baseball playoffs have completely delivered. Lots of intrigue. You've had some great games. You've had some big moments. And a game five between the two best teams is very appropriate for what we've witnessed already during this early division series in Major League Baseball.
No doubt. In the NFL, we get Tom Brady in primetime dealing with a sore thumb on the road against the Philadelphia Eagles, who are coming off an impressive comeback win against the Carolina Panthers this past weekend. So Tom Brady, the veteran, against second-year quarterback Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, and you just wonder, you know, what this thumb injury actually is, how persistent it's going to be for Tom Brady. Is this a situation, hey, get the win sewed up early so that you can get out of there, get the backup some reps? It's definitely concerning because, like we've said multiple times, there's still such a long way to go, 10 weeks to go in this NFL schedule, and to already have a sore thumb, it's not a great indicator of where you're going to go.
Yeah, it is also Tom Brady. So somebody to manage it. I would trust Tom. He'll have a collection of receivers. No Gronk still out. Levante David out as well on the defensive side. That's an 8:20 kickoff with Tampa Bay playing in Philly on Fox and the NFL Network. Last night in the sports world, the U.S. men's national team with a 2-1 win over Costa Rica. Really impressive second half where they dominated that one. So a World Cup qualifying win that the U.S. needed, they got it. So feel good, move forward.
Yeah, that is good. And I guess what the second goal or the goal that put the U.S. ahead was an own goal by Costa Rica. They had the U.S. had taken a nice shot and they had blocked it, and then boom, it ricocheted back into the goal or something. That was the report that I read. I did not watch the game, but a nice win for the men's national team.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize that counts as an own goal. I mean, he hit it off the keeper, but yeah, it was impressive showing. They dominated, I thought, in the second half to get that win. So 2-1 last night. I also watched the second half and overtime of Game 2 of the WNBA Finals. Good game. A lot of star power in there, led by Candace Parker. The Mercury get the win. They had to come back, so they'll go back to Chicago, which Candace Parker plays for, and they're tied up at 1 in the WNBA Finals.
Yeah, so you wonder how long this series is going to go, best of 5 series. And I like Candace and those ladies at home, so hopefully the Chicago Sky can get another dub. But, man, the first game was really tight. The second game goes into overtime. This is a pretty compelling series we got going.
Yeah, it was good. And Diana Taurasi, Brittany Griner, Skylar Diggins-Smith, is that her last name now? Yeah, so names you recognize in the WNBA Finals, and Candace Parker, somebody the Tennessee fans no doubt recognize as well. And then college football, we get ready for the weekend coming up. Tennessee and Ole Miss getting a lot of the attention ahead of Saturday night.
And I can tell you, there is just so much buzz, and I think you know this because I think it's going on in your friend circles too. We have people coming in from out of town. Hey, can you help us get tickets? Hey, I've never been to a night game. I want to go to a night game. There is just so much juice around this. You know, we're getting desperate for babysitters because I'm going to have the biggest case of FOMO,
yeah,
fear of missing out, if I am not on campus. So it doesn't set up well to take the kids down there and then, you know, battle the crankiness while we're trying to tailgate. I mean, you talk about cramping your style, Josh. That's a cramp.
Yeah, they can do it. Yeah, so the night game setting, it does come with different kinds of challenges to overcome to be at the game, but worth it, I think, if you can get there.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a little more national buzz. Pat Forty picking Tennessee to cover and to win this week on the Yahoo Picks pod. And Pete Thamel and Dan Wetzel, they're like, we're just going to go with Ole Miss here. It's a good thought. Dan had some incredible comments about if Lane is praying on the sideline, he hopes there's other people that have answered prayers other than Lane. And he wanted to pick Tennessee as a spite pick against Lane, but he thought better. He was like, we'll go with the better team at this point.
Good spite store. Get your latte before the game and get ready for kickoff 7:30 on Saturday night. Couple of games tonight. You have Memphis against Navy in college football, and then South Alabama, a future opponent for Tennessee, will play Georgia Southern. Both of those games will kick off at 7:30. So a little college football if you're interested. NFL, which you probably will be. And then late tonight, a little after 9 o'clock Eastern time, they'll start up with the Giants and the Dodgers. Our look around the sports world to begin today's show, getting ready for Tennessee and Ole Miss coming up on Saturday night, where there's a ton of energy, ton of buzz. Now, I do wonder, the excitement's risen. Now, do you get into that window, 48 hours to go, where the nervous energy starts to pick up? Because I'm starting to sense that. I'm getting more, what if we blow it, questions going into Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
So the Tennessee fan base, the range of emotions, pretty wide.
Yeah, pretty wide, and it shifts very dramatically, very quickly is another thing. And so, yes, there is that question out there. What if Ole Miss comes out, puts two quick scores, because they could score quickly, puts two quick scores up on the Vols? How would they respond? You know, what would the mood of the stadium be? There's a lot of people running through worst-case scenarios today in order to mentally prepare themselves for all possibilities on Saturday.
We'll talk about it. The different range of outcomes that we could see on Saturday. Saturday night, 656-9900. If you would like to join the conversation today with Heather Harrington, I'm Josh Ward. We're coming to you live here on Clinton Highway from the Bed Store. We'll be here until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Remember, you can check out tuckfit.com. We'll talk about what's going on here. We'll talk plenty about Tennessee Ole Miss. You'll hear from one of Tennessee's defensive coaches here in the first hour, Matt Corral, Lane Kiffin. They present some challenges, let's say, coming up on Saturday. We'll come back and we'll talk about it right here on Sports 180 on 99.1, the Sports Animal. This is Sports 180. Thank you for being with us. With Heather Harrington, I'm Josh Ward. Joel Silverberg producing for us, as always, as we are coming to you from the Bed Store in Powell on Clinton Highway, and we will be here until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Heather, you mentioned on the Yahoo Pod it was 1 for Tennessee, 2 for Ole Miss in terms of the picks. We talked about some of the picks yesterday. I sensed a little bit of it from you. I'm sensing some more of it from Tennessee fans. There are a fair amount of people saying, I like Tennessee to win. And look, the point spread's 3 points. So picking Tennessee is not a massive upset by any means. But I'm sensing some, are we ready for the moment? Some people like Tennessee. What if we lose by a couple of scores? I'm sensing some nervous energy approaching 2 days to go until Tennessee and Ole Miss kick off.
Well, this is Knoxville. I think we, if we could learn how to harness that anxiety and nervous energy, we could probably, you know, get a deal on our electricity bills. But no, it's just the thing is, I think people are just so excited and they don't want to be totally disappointed.
Yeah.
There is that personal element to this game where people just want to best Lane Kiffin. They don't really care about Matt Corral and the team.
A lot of people, really want to get a win against Lane.
They just want to get a win against Lane, and I can't blame them. You know, you definitely don't want him to come in and have a big whooping on Tennessee. So if it could just be a tight game, I think people would handle a close loss a lot better, obviously, than a big loss. But yeah, I think it's just, it's always going to be what could have been. I was having a conversation at the gym this morning at Fort Sanders with a woman, and she was talking about how exciting this week was with football. And she said everybody wants to go to the game, and you know, it's all because of Lane Kiffin coming back. And I was like, oh yeah, that's right, he's coming back. I was just kind of playing dumb. I was like, I guess we're just never going to let go of Lane Kiffin and Bruce Pearl, huh? And she goes, you know, I don't think we ever will. It's it's just, it's that. What could have happened? You know, the New Sentinel has done, Adam Sparks and everybody has done an awesome job putting out some like recaps of when Lane was here. And one of the quotes that stood out to me from Rico McCoy, getting the player's perspective on that 2009 team, he was like, man, it's what could have been. He goes, I'm not going to dwell on the past. You know, I saw why he would leave Tennessee. He's like, diehard Tennessee fans aren't going to see that, but I totally saw it. And you wonder, with recruiting the way it was, with how close some games were, with the big Georgia win, you know, what would that next season have looked like? And it's always going to be that way because we don't know. There is no definitive answer.
Right, we'll never know, good or bad, because there were some challenges that might have been coming as well because of the NCAA situation with Lane Kiffin as the head coach. So we'll never know. We know what happened after that with the decisions that were made, mistakes that were pretty clearly made, the hire to replace Lane Kiffin. That process was botched, and, well, you don't need me to tell you the rest of the decade how it played out. So here we are now. But, I mean, the Lane factor is just, it's obvious. Like, if Jeff Lebby's the head coach of Ole Miss, not the OC with Lane as the head coach, we're probably not talking about a sellout on Saturday, right?
Probably not. Nope.
So it's just, it's not the only factor. Tennessee's success here in the last couple of weeks is also a factor. If Tennessee had lost to Missouri and beat South Carolina by a touchdown, I don't know that we're talking about a sellout crowd on Saturday. But Tennessee's offense doing so well, and the Vols winning decisively the last 2 weeks, and Ole Miss, a top 15 team coming to town, and Lane Kiffin, and it being at night, you put all that together and you have a huge buildup to a game that is, you know, it's getting more national attention because Lane's coming back. If it's not Lane Kiffin coaching Ole Miss, even if they're ranked the same spot and Tennessee's done what it's done, then there aren't as many national storylines to the game. So, I think it's pretty obvious why it is where it is. But the result is going to create a lot of emotion probably one way or the other for Tennessee fans after the game.
Yeah, and I think you're right to also point out the Tennessee success. I mean, if Tennessee is 1-1 in the SEC right now and has another loss on its schedule, are you sitting there as intrigued? You're probably just more dreading the game and seeing how many points, you know, Lane and those guys scored last week, what they did against Alabama, at least in the first half when it was a little more back and forth. But yeah, it's just there's a lot of excitement because of those reasons that you just laid out. And I think people just want to also see, where do you stack up against a pretty good team? You've played some bad teams. The last time you played a pretty good team was Pitt. You lost.
Florida.
Oh, well, yeah, Florida. You're right. And you didn't stack up well there.
Right.
You did not stack up well. And so it's like, okay, where have we made progress? Seemingly we have with Hendon Hooker and, you know, him playing better, Tennessee scoring more points. Now can you go out and do that against another good opponent?
Right. Defensive expectations, keep them in check this week because of what Ole Miss is offensively?
Yeah, I think you just have to understand there's going to be a lot of points scored, or most likely there's going to be a lot of points scored. Can you, and Joel hit on it the other day, can you force a turnover? Can you make one of those plays that could end up being the defining play of the game? You know, one extra tackle for loss, force a fumble on Matt Corral, a strip fumble or something. You know, can you do something like that that will circle back and that will correlate to the end of the game? That mm-hmm. that would be what to look for this defense.
Yeah, so curious what you both think. Joel as well. What's a going in, what's a point total goal you're trying to hit? Where if you get to this number, you at least feel good about your chances to win the game. What are you shooting for here against Ole Miss?
I would think it would minimum have to be 40.
Joel?
Yeah, somewhere in that range. The first number that popped into my head was 45.
Okay.
Because I don't think you could expect 50. I mean, you know, that's...
I mean, yeah, you might need that, but... Yeah, if you're going in saying, we better hit 50 to have a shot, that, yeah, man.
Golly.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad take says 50. 40 was the number that I said earlier
okay.
today.
Okay.
Get to 40, then you should feel like you have a reasonable chance, maybe a good chance to win the game. Not guaranteed. That's not the conversation. But if you get to 40, do you like your chances? I think that's reasonable.
Yeah, if you're only scoring 27. I mean, Ole Miss would have 45. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're not going to like that. Let me ask you this, too, because Bad Take asked me, so I want to get your response.
Mm-hmm.
If Tennessee gets down by a couple of scores, what is the probability that they could come back?
I think it's reasonable because you can score quickly against this defense. So I would suggest getting up by a couple of scores as opposed to getting down by a couple of scores, but all is not lost if you're
I think
down.
That's a good suggestion.
Yeah, yeah. I would try to score more than them early on. But yeah.
Especially you don't
hate analyst here, Josh Ward. But I don't think it's that big of a deal if you're down a couple of scores early.
You just don't want to get down early. I think you don't want the crowd to get out of it. Because I think, and Josh Heupel said, you know, he was talking about the crowd yesterday and needing them to be loud and throw Ole Miss off their game. You definitely want to keep that part of the juice of the stadium in it as long as you can. And getting down a couple scores would definitely hurt that.
2 days to go. Tennessee and Ole Miss will play on Saturday night. Get your rest ahead of time so you're ready on Saturday. Bet Store can help with that. That's where we are today, one of 8 area locations, tuckfit.com. Remember, they can help you through the website to find the right fit for you, tuckfit.com, as we are here at the Bet Store in Powell on Clinton Highway with locations also in Bearden, Turkey Creek, Maryville, Chapman Highway, Lenore City, Morristown, Athens, and again, where we are today on Clinton Highway in Powell. We'll tell you more about what's going on here at the Bed Store and how they can help you sleep better every single night. As we continue, we invite you to join us, 656-9900. Coming up, linebackers coach Brian Jean-Marie talking about, yeah, there'll be some challenges facing Matt Corral, how they deal with that on Saturday night. That's coming up next, as right now we hit a midday sports minute for you with Joel Silverberg on 99.1, the Sports Animal. Thanks for being with us here on Sports 180, having a good time on this Thursday afternoon. Heather, having a good time right here at the Bed Store where we are today.
We are. 8 area locations for you. Bearden, Turkey Creek, Maryville, Chapman Highway, Lenore City, Morristown, Athens, and right here in Powell on Clinton Highway. You could come by and see us. Check out the Fall Savings Event. Now, that's going to end on Monday, so you better come over here and don't fall out from these prices.
Hey.
Yeah, there you go. I'm trying. Not my best attempt, but save $300 on select Tempur-Pedics, including the Tempur-Pedic Lux Breeze that sleeps up to 8 degrees cooler than room temperature. That is amazing. They also have the clearance sale going on right now where you can save up to 35% off of select models and sizes, and you can ask your local salesperson for all the different availabilities on those options. And then the benefits of buying from the Bed Store, you get free local delivery, free setup of your new bed, and they're going to haul off that old mattress for you. And if you're still confused, maybe you're like Goldilocks in it, like, oh, this one's pretty good, that one's pretty good, but you can't settle on one, try the TuckFit.com system, where their algorithm, based on your sleep criteria, they're going to help you find the perfect mattress.
But if Jerry had a mattress from the bed store when he was sleeping in Kramer's apartment because of Kenny Rogers Roasters, he wouldn't have been on no sleep. Would have taken care of the problem. That's my prediction.
There are beds in here that could have made sure, even if he was restless, that Jerry calmed back down from the Kenny Rogers Roasters chicken.
Now, I don't know what to tell you about Mr. Marbles, but that's a separate conversation. So see what they can do for you. TuckFit.com. The bed store is where we are today. We're at the Clinton Highway location in Powell, one of 8 area locations for you from the bed store. Tennessee's defense will locate Matt Corral very easily. He is a playmaker. To this point, Heather, he is at 1,500 passing yards, 1,497 exactly, 12 touchdowns, no picks. Matt Corral, one of the best quarterbacks in the country, and he's leading one of the best offenses in the country. Linebackers coach Brian Jean-Marie met with the media this week, and he talked about Corral, the playmaking, Ole Miss's offense, the kind of stress that can put on a defense.
It's unbelievable stress on a defense. Watching him, and I know he gets a lot of praise and you know, media coverage for the way he's played. But when you watch him on the coach's tape, it's well deserved. He's a complete quarterback. Doesn't make any mistakes. He doesn't have any interceptions this year, which tells you know how much he's taken care of the football this year. He makes the right reads, and he's a super athletic kid. I think there was a play we watched versus Arkansas where he runs through an arm tackle of probably one of Arkansas's better, defenders. So it tells you about his athleticism, and, he's super impressive throwing the ball. So we know we have our work cut out for us.
During the season, what do you guys do in terms of tackling thud, or how do you guys handle that during the season, knowing that you guys don't have the most depth on either side of the ball?
We handle a lot of the full-speed tackling. We handle that mainly in individual. Going into game 7, we have to be careful about tackling each other just because of the nature of injuries and, a lot of guys are banged up. But we definitely still make that a big point of emphasis in tackling. A lot of thud tackles where, we're going to coach them up to make sure, they're in the proper position, wrapping up, feet aren't, and the body's in the, proper position. But, it's hard to go full speed, live tackling at this point just because of our numbers. And, like you said, we want to make sure we stay away from injuries. But it's still a big point of emphasis. That's still the basis of everything we do on defense.
Tennessee linebackers coach Brian Jean-Marie, more on Tennessee's depth at linebacker coming up in just a moment. But you hear that follow-up from Vince. You hear what Tennessee's linebackers coach is saying about the playmaking ability of Corral and his ability to escape. Got to get him to the ground. Missed tackles could create big problems in this game, and you can say that on either side for sure, but in this conversation about what Ole Miss does offensively, I mentioned his numbers passing, close to 1,500 passing yards, 12 touchdowns, 20 total touchdowns, 12 through the air, 8 on the ground, Heather, from Matt Corral. So his dual threat ability is something you also have to prepare for this week.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, he is a dynamic player. We've talked about him really all offseason long. What was he going to do in year number 2 with Lebby and Lane in this system? And so, I mean, he is living up to all of the hype. He had, a pretty good game versus Alabama. Alabama was able to kind of contain him, though. They got to him a couple of times. I think Tennessee's defense, they're going to look at him, and Tennessee can kind of be proud of the fact that they are leading the SEC in SEC games with tackles for loss. So that is something that they could kind of build some confidence on. And they've played at least 2 pretty good quarterbacks in Emory Jones and then Connor Bazelak. So, they know the challenge that is in front of them. I think you're right to point out you just have to be a good tackling team. And you had some Brian Jean-Marie comments also on the penalties. And he's like, hey, listen, some of these guys are going to force our hand. They're going to be standing on the sideline if they can't cut out the penalties, because that's just something that we can't have at this point.
Matt Corral, depending on the service you look at, he's either the favorite or he's right there with the favorites to win the Heisman Trophy. So the defense is probably thinking, hey, let's shut him down. Matt Corral's probably thinking, hey, let's keep the strength. Now, he's not coming in here saying, I'm going to try to win the Heisman at Neyland on October 16th. But in terms of the profile, it's him and it's Bryce Young who you're going to face next week. So the next 2 weeks, you're looking at, I think by most accounts, the two leaders in the Heisman race.
Yeah, absolutely. And now this is a kind of a weird Heisman year, but like I said, I mean, Matt Corral, you read his stats earlier, he's played really well to this point, and we'll see what happens. But yeah, if the
defense, he's looking at 1750 total yards, 20 touchdowns to this point in the season.
Yeah, that's incredible.
He's a good player.
Yeah, that's incredible. I had 100, almost 100 yards rushing last week versus Arkansas, and a couple scores, including one, and Jean-Marie talked about it, where he's dragging Arkansas defenders into the end zone. I think it was three of them. It's one of the highlights on ESPN.com. So I think the defense knows the challenge that is ahead of them. It's just about making plays at this point in time. I mean, I think everybody has a high confidence level with what you've seen to this point. Like, Tennessee has gotten these guys ready. Now you got to go out and make the play. They were ready to play Florida, just, you know, didn't make plays at certain points of time. And
yeah,
so
Florida's
can you
good.
Yeah, Florida's a good team. This is another good team. Can you make plays against a good team? And we're going to find out.
Now, something else to pay attention to, depth at linebacker. Juwan Mitchell's not coming back. He's a player that came in as a transfer this season to help from Texas, and he is lost for the season after having surgery. So where are they from a depth standpoint? What if somebody else goes down? That's something that they have to think about. Brian Jean-Marie on depth, maybe looking for a fourth linebacker.
It's the SEC. In one play, you could go from 3 to 2. So we always want to have, you know, the goal is always to have 5 ready to play, just because of the nature of injuries, you know, especially with the, you know, the collisions that you're going to have in this conference. And, you know, we rotated 3 yesterday down, on Saturday, down from 4. But we always want to have those guys prepared to play. The last thing you want to do is get caught where you might have 1 or 2 guys go down. I've been in games where we've had 3 guys go down in one game, and the opponent, they don't care. You know what I mean? They're going to go attack the weakness. So you want to make sure you have guys that are at least serviceable, that can go out there and run the defense and give you, you know, the best chance to win.
Tennessee linebackers coach Brian Jean-Marie, and this is a season where they've needed everybody to step up, and to this point they've done that. Jeremy Banks, Solon Page is a guy that he's waited for an opportunity, and he's gotten it this year, and then Aaron Beasley, who came back to the team. So no Juwan Mitchell. Pay attention there at that position. Obviously, they hope to avoid injuries. Everybody hopes they avoid injuries. Aaron Willis is a freshman who is highly touted coming in, was suspended during the spring, but has a ton of talent. Again, just a freshman. He is somebody that we could pay attention to in the second half of the season. Could he be needed? Could he get more of an opportunity? Just something to watch heading into this week. Defense will matter against Matt Corral and Ole Miss. They're saying the same thing on the other side, of course, getting ready for Hendon Hooker and Tennessee's offense. We'll continue the conversation. We will come back here on Sports 180. Who has really emerged in the first half of the season for Tennessee? We'll talk about some of the names that stand out there when we hit the face-off. 5 tough questions from Joel Silverberg coming up as we continue on Clinton Highway in Powell today. We are at the Bed Store with Heather Harrington. I'm Josh Ward. You're listening to 99.1 The Sports Animal. This is Sports 180. Thank you for being with us as we continue here at the Bed Store. Having a good time. Love coming out. Great people. They'll take care of you, Heather. They will help you with any questions you might have with all the different options they have. Everybody sleeps differently. They can help you at the Bed Store where we are today, the Clinton Highway and Powell location.
And they're bringing the science. They're bringing the algorithms to help sleep better.
Yeah,
this is incredible. TuckFit.com is their online resource. You could do it either at your home or any sales associate is going to be able to walk you through this. But it's basically going to take the criteria of like what you like to do when you are sleeping and help you find the absolute perfect mattress for you. And right now, the fall savings event is going on. That's going to end Monday. So make your plans to get out this weekend. You could save $300 on select Tempur-Pedics, including the Tempur-Pedic Luxe Breeze that sleeps up to 8 degrees cooler than room temperature. That's incredible, especially for all those people that get really hot at night. You're throwing the covers off. You're putting them back on. That's nobody likes that. They also have some different clearance sale options where you can save up to 35% on select models and sizes. You just have to check for availability at the different stores. And then the benefits of buying from the Bed Store We talk about it every time we're out here. Free local delivery. They're going to set your new bed up for you for free, and then they're going to haul away your old mattress because, I mean, what are you going to do with it? You're probably like, I don't even know where the dump is. I don't have a pickup truck. Yeah, what am I going to do with this thing?
Yeah,
don't burn it, even with Lane coming back to town. But with 8 store locations for you, including the one right here in Powell on Clinton Highway, you are really close to a great night's sleep at the bed store.
That's right, and that's where we are and will be until 3 o'clock this afternoon. By the way, I know my tone can be a little tough to read at times when I said I love algorithms. I love algorithms. There was no sarcasm there. So love that that's a part of the process. Love a good shot chart in basketball. Love a good fourth down conversion rate to pay attention to in football. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, let's read the algorithms.
Yeah, you got to read all of it. And now all of these passing charts that are just so widely available, there's just some cool stuff of living in this modern era that we live in.
Yeah.
All the access.
Yeah, my half joke is that we don't even really need to watch the games. Just pay attention to the spreadsheets and how the numbers update, and you're good to go. What else do you need to see?
He's sort of not serious. Yeah.
By the way, Bill Conley, SP Plus, he's a guy that he runs a lot of numbers, and those numbers have been very positive on the Vols and have been backed up to this point. You should see his spreadsheets when it comes to the world of soccer. It'll blow your mind.
Is it really? Is it intense?
It's pretty intense. Yeah.
I've seen some of his tweets, but I've never done a deep dive down the rabbit hole because I feel like I would just be looking at hieroglyphics at that point. Like, it's not going to compute because
I understand more about crypto charts than I do some of the soccer spreadsheets that he has. But I read it and I look at all of it. So we'll continue that conversation this afternoon. We are here at the Bed Store. We'll be until 3 o'clock having a good time on this Thursday, getting ready for Tennessee and Ole Miss on Saturday night. Game 5 between the Dodgers and Giants tonight. Winner will advance to the NLCS against the Braves. On the other side, you have the Astros and the Red Sox. Fun time in sports going on right now. That leads us into today's face-off. All righty, Joel, what do you have for us today?
Which Tennessee player has exceeded your expectations at the halfway point of the season?
Heather, I'm going to go to the defensive side, and I'm considering a few players for this conversation. I'm going to go to the defensive backfield and go with Warren Burrell. And part of that is because Theo Jackson and Alante Taylor have understandably gotten a lot of attention, but they needed some other players to emerge there at corner. Warren Burrell, I think, is one of those guys. So Tennessee's defense playing better. Several players, Warren Burrell included, have helped with that.
Yeah, I think you're spot on there. I was circling Theo Jackson in my mind. I also want to say Hendon Hooker. I wasn't sure what to expect from him at this point of the season, and for him to stay steady even when he was the backup and then just absolutely pounce on his opportunity, you see real chemistry being built with these wide receivers. I think Hendon Hooker also fits this description.
The Bucs are 7-point favorites against the Eagles tonight. Who covers?
I'm going to go with the Bucs. I think this should be an easy game. The sore thumb for Tom Brady, it does concern me at some point in time, but I think they get out early and the Eagles just not very good.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Eagles. They get home field for prime time. The Bucs have actually not been very good in prime time. You are dealing with the thumb issue with Tom, and I wonder, does that affect their offense? It's a short week turnaround on the road. Now, if there's a team that I would expect to be prepared for those hurdles, it would be the Buccaneers. But the way Philly came back against Carolina, they are fighting, and I respect that. So I'll say Philly plus the points, the Bucs to still win the game in a close one.
Are the Kentucky Wildcats being slept on this week?
Yes, they are, and they should be, because they're going up against a team that I think is locked and loaded and also saw what happened to Alabama against Texas A&M last week. So could Kentucky put a couple of touchdowns on the board and do better than most teams have done against Georgia? I could see that happening. I know we say never say never, so that's what I'm adding to this conversation ahead of also saying I expect Georgia to roll.
I'm going to say that Kentucky is being slept on and not have any sort of caveat with it. I understand how good Georgia is. They still don't know who their quarterback's going to be. Is it Stetson Bennett? Is it JT Daniels? Where are they at in that conversation? And Kentucky, even though they're going on the road, it's going to be a crazy environment, but this team has a little bit of juice behind it. I don't know if they can win, but I do think we probably all need to put a little respect on their name this week.
Happy National Dessert Day. What is your number one restaurant dessert?
anytime I can usually pass up like a great piece of cheesecake or something like that, Josh, but anytime there's like an ice cream sundae with fresh whipped cream and a little chocolate sauce, you just can't pass that up. There's something about restaurant ice cream, and when it's homemade, it is just so good. So I'm going to go with the ice cream sundae.
Yeah, that is my exact answer.
Is it really?
And it's, it's number one ahead of a piece of cheesecake, because that's tough to turn down as well. And it depends on what style restaurant we're talking about, for sure. But just in general, yeah, the double fudge chocolate ice cream sundae. Load them up.
Who wins tonight, the Dodgers or the Giants?
I don't know.
No kidding, right? Oh, my gosh. We got to make a pick at this one.
This is so tough. Okay, so the Dodgers have so much talent. The Giants have some, too. Let's be clear here. I'm going to go with the Giants. I'm gonna give them the win here. It's going to be tough. Most people probably aren't picking them. Most people didn't during the regular season, even as they led the way through. So I'll say the Giants.
Moneyline consensus pick, 78% of the money is coming in on San Francisco.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds pretty heavy. I'm going to say, I don't know, I think you could flip a coin. I'm going to go Dodgers, just to 180 it, and because I thought the Dodgers were going to make the World Series all season long, so I'm just going to stick with it until they're ineligible for said World Series.
All right, Heather gets the win.
I mean, honestly, yeah, who cares with the result tonight since the winner's playing for second place in the National League? Am I right about that, Bad Taste?
Who's playing for runner-up in the World Series or what?
Yeah. Have you learned nothing from a year ago?
Yeah, I learned it's probably not going to matter what I say, because the winner of tonight's game is probably going to thump the next team. But that's why they play the games. The Braves had no shot to get to the postseason, no shot to win the last series, and no shot in the NLCS. That's why they play the games. Also, did I really just turn this into a conversation about pumping up the Braves? Yes, that's the face-off. Heather gets the win, and it is presented by Marble City Family Chiropractic.
I respect it. I respect it. Get rid of aches and pains in a natural way with Drs. Jason and Alicia Bloom at Marble City Chiropractic. It's amazing how good you can feel with regular chiropractic adjustments. Find out for yourself. 766-2081. Call them. Set up that one-on-one consultation. It's time for you to start living the life you were designed to live, thanks to Marble City Chiropractic.
You're looking at a 9:07 first pitch on TBS tonight, Heather.
I mean, just absolutely brutal. I'm going to watch the first at least three innings.
Here you go.
After that, who knows? Who knows?
Yep, it's tough. East Coast continues to pay the price. It is a game in California, I recognize, so that's a 6:07 local pitch. But it's a big one. Game 5, can't wait for it. The sports are fun right now. We're loaded up.
Sports are absolutely fun. You got NBA on the horizon, college basketball, which we'll probably start talking about here in another week and a half.
Yeah. We have some updated rankings. We'll tell you where Tennessee is in the next hour.
So excited about that. There's a lot going on, but can't be – we got to focus on Saturday, right? Everybody in Knoxville collectively just has to focus on Saturday and what that day is going to bring.
Talking about the Arkansas-Auburn game, we'll talk about it coming up. 2 hours to go here on Sports 180. Don't sleep on the sports world right now. Instead, sleep on a mattress that you can find right here at the Bed Store. 8 area locations for you. We're at the location in Powell on Clinton Highway. 656-9900 if you would like to join us. We'll update you on what's going on with Tennessee ahead of the Ole Miss game on Saturday. We'll talk a little Tennessee basketball. We'll talk to John Wilkerson at 1:30 right here on 99.1, the Sports Animal.